Unit 10. Math in Nature and Art.
There is a reason that we find certain things or people beautiful. It has to do with a special mathematical sequence named after the Italian mathematician Leonardo Fibonacci. The Fibonacci sequence is written as 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144, and so on, with each following number being the sum of its two preceding numbers. Fibonacci realized that these numbers were important to beauty and design, as they show up in nature as well as in some of the most renowned works of art. The things we find the most visually appealing often make use of the numbers in the Fibonacci sequence, or the golden ratio that is derived from them. When selecting the ideal number of petals for various flower species, it seems that Mother Nature referred to numbers from the Fibonacci sequence. Have you ever wondered why four-leaf clovers are so hard to find? While they certainly exist, the number 4 is not a Fibonacci number, and nature has not chosen to produce many plants with 4 leaves or 4 petals. Flowers with one single petal, such as the calla lily, 2 petals, like euphorbia plants, or 3 petals, like the wild iris, are much easier to find. Most common would probably be the 5-petaled flower, though 8 and 13-petaled flowers are also frequently found throughout nature. Depending on the species, the number of flower petals found in daisies can be 13, 21, 34, 55, or 89, all of which belong to the Fibonacci sequence. Although inconspicuous, the Fibonacci numbers have a special place in the art world as well. We can find the golden ratio in the hidden rectangles of various famous paintings, including Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. If you were to draw a rectangle around Mona Lisa's face, its length divided by its width would equal 1.618, or the golden ratio. Additionally, the golden ratio, which is also known by the Greek letter phi, can be found by taking 2 consecutive numbers from the Fibonacci sequence and dividing the larger one by the smaller one. It might come as a surprise to see that mathematics played a role in an eminent painting like the Mona Lisa. However, many artists acknowledge the golden rectangle as the most aesthetically pleasing shape in the world, and therefore relied heavily upon it in their work. Whether numbers from the Fibonacci sequence are incorporated into nature and art for a reason or not, math and physical appeal have a much closer relationship than they are often given credit for. The formulas are only considered a rough guideline for beauty, but they help explain why, throughout history, certain forms in nature and art have been appreciated over others.